I always think, I suppose, for me, first off, about the effect of sun. You know, it's sunstroke, it's heat stroke, it's dehydration and becoming disorientated. But that sort of heat thing, you know, there are groups, you know, babies under fives do heat up and cool down more quickly, so they need to be careful. You know, if you're over 65, it becomes maybe a little bit harder to regulate your temperature. And if you've got existing conditions like a cardiovascular condition, and essentially in hot weather the blood gets thicker, so you're more at risk from blood clots. And that's why it's important that you know, we do try and keep ourselves cool to avoid those kind of not direct effects of heat, but almost the impact it has on existing conditions. And there's plenty of other stuff. You know, there are some medications for mental health problems which can be you know, more affected by dehydration, which is why you need to be hydrated there as well. There's obviously lots of things that we can do to help keep ourselves cool during this spell of hot weather. The obvious things are make certain that you're hydrated, drinking plenty of liquids, clear liquids, not, you know, not booze, obviously. So, you know, there is something about making certain that you are there. Obviously, in terms of trying to keep the house cool, then drawing the curtains, putting the blinds up, particularly, you know, those windows that are facing the sun can help keep the temperature down indoors. Opening those windows then, if it's safe to do so at night, so you're getting a bit of the cooler breeze into the house during night time, once the temperature start falling. All of those kinds of things can help us at least try and keep a bit of cool space in the house. Obviously, if you want to kind of cool your body temperature down, there's little things you can do. You know, stick your feet in a bowl of cold water, have a, you know, a lukewarm shower. Don't necessarily dive in a freezing cold shower in case the cold shock sort of makes things worse. But, you know, a lukewarm shower can help cool you down, and just try and sort of keep the body heat down a bit, so you avoid some of the health effects that you get with a heat wave. And then there's the effect of sun on those really hot sunny days, and that's again more obvious stuff, like staying out of the sun between those peak hours, kind of 11 to 11 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, maybe stretch that to 3. Wear a sun hat, make certain you're up there, and make certain you've got a really good SPF 30 or and above sun cream on. So plenty of little things to try and keep us safe from both the sun and the heat. For me, what feels a bit different is, for the last few years, it feels like we've had heat warnings, but they've been kind of short and sharp, haven't they? You know, we've had really hot days, but it normally blows over after one hot day or two, and then, you know, we've had a sort of calamitous thunderstorm and it's all broken. This time round, obviously we had the heat over the last few days. Then it's, you know, it's a little bit better today, and Thursday and Friday the temperatures are still warm, you know, 22, 23 degrees, but a little bit more bearable. And then we've got the second burst of really hot weather, particularly going into Sunday to Tuesday next week. And, you know, I was just on the looking at the weather forecast, and, you know, Market Harbour is down to be 35 degrees on Tuesday. So it's, to my mind, been a little while since we've had a prolonged spell of hot weather with some really hot temperatures in there as well. And that's when maybe you do start worrying a little bit less about the effects of sort of, you know, the more obvious effects of heat stroke, sunstroke, dehydration, which is important we do something about those. But you then start looking at the kind of longer term effects of prolonged exposure to heat, particularly nighttime temperatures. You know, again, I think Monday, Tuesday, you're looking at kind of 19, 20 degrees, you know, down in Market Harbour. And that's when you get into a concern about the effect it has on, you know, your respiratory system, your cardiovascular system. So if you are in a sort of more at-risk population, that's why you need to do something about that's not just avoiding the sun, but it's actually about taking the heat out the house and out your body as well.